Hello, and welcome back to Thornvale. It's time for a new arc, although we're not starting very far from where the last one did in this case, but we'll get there in a moment. First, I want to invite you all to join us over on the Cast Junkie server. It's our favorite place on the interwebs where we get to talk with all of you wonderful folks who listen to it. We also have a Patreon if you just can't hear enough of our voices. You can throw a couple dollars at us and hear even more of our voices.
You get Thornvale a week early for only $2 now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do. It's $2 only to get Thornvale a week early and all of the bonus content that isn't Planes of Fate.
And for that, you Planes have to give of Fate $5. Is $5. Yeah, only $5 a month for a whole extra show.
With a lot of extra content.
With a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff.
Less than the price of a cup of coffee every day.
If you drink for really expensive coffee.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying $5 in a month, you know, that's...
For two monsters.
That's like cents on the dollar per cup of coffee per day, basically. So, yeah.
So stop drinking coffee and pay us. No, just kidding.
Oh. You could say that as a non-coffee drinker.
Yeah, I don't drink coffee. Andrew and I, neither one of us drink coffee and are thus befuddled as to how much it actually costs.
Yep.
But I've heard other people say it's less than more than $5.
It depends on where you get it.
If you're going to Starbucks, Starbucks is way overpriced.
If you make it yourself, I'm sure it's a lot cheaper.
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe it would only be $5 a month. So stop drinking coffee for the entire month. No, but anyway, the point is it's cheap and you get a lot of super cool content for it. Where else can you spend $5 and get 60 hours of content?
For the first time, and then you get plenty in the month, though, after that.
Alrighty. I think that's enough shilling. Let's go ahead and get into the episode. Last time, you guys finished up fighting this creature, and Bjorn went back to his house and found Anthony there, who said that they needed to talk.
Mm-hmm.
They need to have a little conversation. But right after that, assuming you have listened to the Behind the Veil, which you should, Bjorn had a little vision. Bjorn, would you like to remind me what your vision was for the heathens that didn't listen?
Yes, and we still love you all if you don't listen.
Even you're just if missing you are out. A heathen.
We just love you less now, we're just kidding.
That's not true. But anyway, so what happened in that vision was Bjorn walked in, saw Anthony. Anthony says, we have to talk, and then his vision started to blur. He ends up in kind of that space again, and he can see an indistinct figure. The specific detail about this figure that we all remember was that they had a smiling face, and that smile was too wide. Like, it was bigger than it should be. I think you used the word stretched. Like, their
like
smile
a Cheshire
was stretching.
Cat?
Is that what you said, Susanna? Did I get that right?
I don't believe I did, but the description is correct.
Okay. So this figure then kind of like... Well, there's another presence there or figure that we couldn't really, or I couldn't really see, that said that it wanted to, said show it to me, I think is the phrasing it used, but it wanted to see something. And then the thing with the big mouth or too wide grin kind of opened up like a watery portal and it showed a vision. And then I saw myself being choked by something with hinged fingers. Which was a specific word that was used that we had a conniption over because we're trying to figure out.
We had a very long conversation about the meaning of the word hinged.
Yeah, afterwards, after the scene was over. So something was choking Bjorn with hinged fingers, and it had red eyes. And this all happened because I rolled Desi's plaything and got a 6, so something bad was going to happen to me. So apparently, Bjorn is going to be strangled to death. And then something. I came out of the vision and woke up to Anthony leaning over.
Yeah,
me.
My new guest for the cryptid is a Cheshire cat.
All right.
It has no fingers. So, how could it strangle? Anyway.
The smile.
Took a pause.
Well, yes, but I mean, that's this whole strangle
anyways.
Thing.
Anyways. Bjorn, you kind of come to yourself and Anthony is leaning over you. His expression looks strangely unbothered, like he was kind of expecting this almost. And he kind of puts his hand on your shoulder and helps you sit up.
Yeah. Bjorn's kind of like putting his hand to his head and he just says, you seem not too concerned about this.
Were you having a vision?
Yeah. And how did you know that?
Get up, Bjorn. Come sit down with me.
Bjorn will get up slowly, just making sure that he's not taking it too fast. How does he feel after that? Does he have any, like, does he feel like he was being strangled or no? Like, physically?
No, you don't feel like you were being strangled. You have just a tiny bit of, like, a headache almost. Okay. Just your head feels kind of, like, tight. You know, like someone was, like, it's almost like someone was squeezing your brain, you mm-hmm. know, kind of like that. But it doesn't hurt that much. Just you don't feel good.
Okay.
But you feel a little dizzy, but you kind of sit down and you see Anthony kind of sit you down on your couch, and then he goes over to your kitchen and pulls out a glass and pours you a glass of water and comes and sits down next to you.
Mm-hmm. And Bjorn's just kind of like looking, I don't know if warily is the right word. Like, he's just kind of studying Anthony because he definitely wasn't expecting him to be there and wasn't thinking of him being in the know of something like this either. So
he broke into your house.
Yeah, he broke into my house, so he's kind of on edge right now because something's not right, so.
He looks about as he normally looks. I think you have met him once before, and he looked like horse crap.
Yeah.
Because he had been attacked and kidnapped.
Yeah.
By a horrible creature. But he looks much better now. He has a nice, very neatly trimmed, very very short beard. He's got his hair kind of combed back. He looks like he's doing quite well for himself at the moment.
Okay. So he's sitting next to me and Bjorn just says, "So, why is it that you broke into my residence and why do you know about these visions? What are you here for?"
Let's start at the beginning. I have known about you for quite some time. Before I met you, before Sammy met you, actually. There's been something of a...
And he kind of scratches the side of his neck.
There's been a prophecy about you, Bjorn. Or Gunnar. Would you mind if I call you Gunnar?
And Bjorn's been kind of looking at him, kind of... I don't think confused is the right word. He's been kind of quirking his brows and kind of scrunching up his face as he's been going on because he just basically said that he's known Bjorn for longer than Sammy has. So, you know, he wants to know what's up with that. But he gets this question and he just says, sure.
I understand you know something of my organization from Sammy.
Yes, but details are... And he's kind of staring at the tattoo as he says this. He says, details are scarce.
Necessarily. And there's not much I can tell you. But I have been allowed to explain some things.
Some things.
Some things. You may know from Sammy, we are an organization vehemently opposed to most varieties of magic.
And Bjorn just kind of nodding at him.
Most varieties. But we do have a method of telling the future, a very limited capacity.
And you can see, like, the way he's talking, he keeps pausing, like he's trying to, like, think of a way to explain to you things without telling you anything.
Yeah. Without giving you specifics, yeah.
It is known as the Oracle.
Is that what I saw?
No. No, it is not. Although I have no doubt that something... exists like it in what you're seeing.
What do you mean, what I'm seeing? It sounds like you know something about this.
We were told by our oracle years and years ago that there would come a breaking of the world and that you would be there to stop it or complete it.
Breaking of the world, that, I mean, obviously it doesn't sound good. Do you have any specifics? Is that important enough to share? Bjorn's getting a little frustrated.
And you see Anthony kind of sit there, and you can see he's got, like, his hands kind of clasped in his lap, and he kind of, like, squeezes his hands together pretty tightly so that you can see, like, his knuckles turning a little white. And he says,
"There is much that I would wish to explain, but the most I can tell you is there is... an influence of another world."
So, and Bjorn's thinking back to, like, conversations that he had with Sammy, and I believe Henry was there for it too, when we were all kind of confused about this person that Sammy was trying to see and couldn't see. Mm-hmm. And Bjorn just says, other world, you say? We're being influenced by another world?
He nods.
Like alternate reality kind of other world, or what do you mean?
And he kind of smiles, like you've figured something out, but he doesn't say anything.
He smiles at me. Hmm.
From what we understand, this world is trying to break into your own. And when that happens, it will be bad.
Hold on a second. Did you just say your own and not our own?
Yes. Don't think anything of
it. Whoa! What do you mean, don't think anything of it, Anthony?
It was just a slip of the tongue.
Bjorn just kind of staring at him.
I promise I am from your world.
Exactly what someone who's not from our world
would say. I totally am.
Bjorn's just filing that away for later. Bjorn's just filing that away for later. And he just says, all right, so you're telling me that your organization that hates magic has their own magic that's okay to use, and they use that magic to see the future and learned that I am somehow connected in this breaking of the world from this alternate reality trying to come in, so to speak. And I'm either going to stop it from happening or complete it and make it happen.
Correct.
And you're telling me this now.
Correct.
Why now? Why have you not contacted me sooner?
Because I was not allowed to contact you sooner.
Why? That just doesn't make any sense. You would think that if you live here, you would care enough to work sooner to stop this kind of thing. Is there a time frame on this?
And he pauses and kind of sits there and he scratches at the tattoo on his neck again. And he says,
potentially.
Potentially. Yes. You know, I work in secrets. I know that you know this about me and it's important to me, but I also believe in sharing information when I'm working with somebody.
Things are the way things happen. The order in which things happen are important. Certain things had to happen for certain things to happen.
And he looks almost irritated with his own, like, vagueness.
Bjorn just says, okay, fine, you know, things had to happen a certain way. I still don't see why you couldn't have told me once you knew who I was and had seen me in action, I guess, so to speak. I don't understand why the secrecy, why that tattoo is so important to your organization. You can't talk to us.
I was forbidden.
Yeah, but why? That's what I'm saying. What is it? What's the deal?
I have already explained. Things have to happen at a certain time. Knowledge can change things. But now we think it makes sense.
Now that I'm having visions, now it's okay.
Yes. Now so, you are properly
primed and ready to go, so to speak.
He kind of nods.
So why is this happening now? Why haven't I had visions before? Do you know that? Can you tell me that?
And he kind of pauses again, trying to collect his words. And then he says,
the reason for this development was recent.
How so?
I can't explain.
Of course you can't. And Bjorn kind of stands up at this point, and he's just, I think at this point he's probably pacing the room, like he's getting really frustrated and full of I need to do something energy, and he's just like kind of looking back and forth. He just says, okay, so something recently happened to cause all this now, but you can't tell me about that. Probably because things have to happen in a certain order, and you can't give me any information, and so on and so forth.
He gives you kind of a sad little smile.
So is there anything more useful you can tell me?
And his eye brightens a little bit.
I'll take all the information I can get. And Bjorn's just kind of standing there, like crossing his arms, kind of staring at him now. I wouldn't say glaring, like he is trying to tell me stuff, but he's also not happy about how this is going down.
And Anthony gives you like a little smile. And then he leans over the side of your couch and picks up an object and holds it out to you. Bjorn, would you like to describe your chosen weapon?
I would. I'm sad that Bjorn is so upset right now about this, but all right, my chosen weapon. Okay. I'm going to just describe the tags and all the kind of stuff that I got to pick, and I'm going to see if the crew has any ideas before I say anything specific. But basically, my chosen weapon, I got to pick some tags. I got to pick one hand that kind of determines the range. Let's see here. I get a special weapon, designer weapon, to choose a form, three business end options, and a material that the business end is made from. So the form that I got to choose from was staff, haft, handle, and chain. So I chose a handle. The business end, I got to choose from artifact, spikes, blade, heavy, long, throwable, chain again. And what I chose was artifact, which gives it plus magic, blade, which gives it plus one harm, and throwable, which is plus close. I forgot to say that handle gives it a one harm hand balanced. And the material, I got to choose from some set ones like steel and cold iron, silver, wood, stone, bone, teeth, obsidian, or anything else. And Suzanne and I went, or anything else. And we went with dragon scales. So I have a handled weapon that has a blade. The blade is made from dragon scales. So I actually kind of think of this like a big, giant, like, single scale that has been, like, sharpened carved. Down and yeah. carved to a point. Yeah. And it is an artifact that is plus magic and throwable. So I have, I don't know if there's a name for this, but Hannah, you were very close. I guess I moved away from you guys guessing, but this is a throwable dragon axe that returns to my hand.
That's awesome.
You basically reason that because it's plus magic, it is a returning axe.
That's awesome.
That is yeah. pretty
We did
darn
also
epic.
Consider basically giving him Mjolnir, but we yeah. thought this was cooler.
Yeah, we thought this was
cooler.
This
is way cooler
yeah.
than
It is cooler.
Mjolnir.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, that is what he holds out to you, this beautiful dragon scale bladed axe.
Yeah. I'll say that the handle is probably some kind of cool metal. I can't think of what one yeah. I would want right now, but it's got
to be
something strong.
It seems to be
some
kind of brushed metal that is like a dark color of some mm-hmm. variety. It may have even been stained.
Mm-hmm.
And he holds it out to you.
Oh, really quick last detail. I really like the idea of the scale being like a deep blue dragon scale.
Yeah. And it is a deep blue dragon scale, and he holds it out to you.
And Bjorn is like just really confused at first, but he sees it as being held out towards him, and he just takes it and is looking at it, and he's kind of
confused. As soon as you grab it, as soon as your hand touches it, it feels strangely cold to the touch. And as soon as you grab it, it brightens up into this golden aura, kind of swirls around it, and then sinks into your hand, and you can see it lighting up the veins in your forearm.
Wow.
And then after a moment, it fades.
Huh. Bjorn, like, takes it, he's just like, he was going to ask a question, he's just like, that was, strange? What was that? Did it do something to me?
And you can see Anthony's got this kind of big smile on his face, and he holds out his hand to take it back.
And Bjorn gives it back to him.
And Anthony takes it back, and then he gets up and he walks a couple of yards away, kind of like into your kitchen, and he holds it up and he says, "Call it."
Call it.
And he nods. Hold out your hand and summon it to yourself.
Like, is there a magic word, or do I just gotta think it?
Just think it.
Bjorn actually gets a smile on his face, and Bjorn puts his hand out and just thinks, you know, about the axe like coming to his hand and what happens.
Yeah, you think about the axe coming to your hand, and you can see those veins in your arm and your hand become bright golden for a second and glow, and the axe rips out of Anthony's hands and immediately flies end over end and lands handle first in yours.
Very cool. I am very excited about basically being Kratos from the most recent God of War game. I love this. That was like one of my most favorite video game mechanics in the last couple of years was that. So, okay. Now I need to play Bjorn. So Bjorn was really salty and asked if this guy had any more information for him. And then he gives him an object. Bjorn was going to ask why he's giving him an object, but then this all happened. So Bjorn is just like kind of looking at it and kind of nodding appreciatively at it. And he's like kind of looking down at the axe and looking over at Anthony and back at the axe. He's just like, okay, I'm going to be honest. This is pretty cool. But why? I mean, is this axe important for some reason or...
Yes. And the look on his face says he can't tell you any more than that.
And Bjorn just says, of course, that's all I'm going to get. Okay. Well, I will say that I appreciate the gift. This is nice. I like this. But what else? Is there anything else you're here for? Or are you just here to give me an axe and kind of tell me what's going on?
Unfortunately, this is the extent to which I am allowed to explain things. Obviously, the Oracle knows my...
And he pauses, and you can see his hand like go up to his neck, and he stops talking.
The Oracle knows something, okay? Well, I wouldn't want to have to tell Sammy that you hurt yourself telling me this, so I guess that's just going to have to be it for now.
And he nods, and his lips are still kind of tightly pressed together.
Bjorn just kind of, it's like tapping his foot, goes back to pacing. He's just like, all right, well, I will thank you for this. It was something at least. Can't say I entirely like it, but I guess I've got some things to figure out.
And he nods and he says, his face growing very grim again. He says,
you're going to be very important.
Wonderful. And Bjorn obviously doesn't like this. I think the only other thing that I can think of is Bjorn's just going to say, so am I going to be seeing more of you in the future, or is this it?
And he just gives you a little smile and shakes his head. Like, I can't tell you anything.
Wonderful.
And with that, he turns around, and you can see him still like kind of like rubbing his neck as he's like walking out. And he turns around and leaves and just walks out your front door.
I think Bjorn, as he's going, he's like going to like shut the door behind him, and he just says, I would appreciate it if you didn't just break in next time.
Your locks are terrible.
I mean, they're not my locks, but I get your point.
He's just walking away.
Bjorn will shut up for the night.
All right, so that's all. Bjorn's just going to keep this all internal for the time being?
No. Some things are going to happen right away, so... So Bjorn goes back to his dragon axe. I think that's what I'm going to call it.
Yeah.
Ooh. I like that. Dragon axe. He is going to go and just kind of stare at it appreciatively, kind of looking at it in a bit more detail now that he can focus a little bit more on it.
It's actually a Drax. That is what it is. It is a Drax.
Drax.
I don't think we can call it that.
I like dragon axe, but I also fine. Like Drax.
I know, but I thought you said that and I was like, oh, that guy from Guardians.
Yes.
That's funny.
And so he's just kind of looking at it, just kind of getting a feel for it, feeling the balance of it a bit more than just the couple seconds he's held it so far.
It feels correct, for lack of a better
word. It feels correct. I have some ideas for some things I'll test in the future, but I think right now Bjorn's thinking like, well, that was a lot. And I think he does very quickly, like maybe he goes and just like gets a glass of water to calm himself down a bit. And just starting to think through some things. And I think he very quickly decides he's got some people to tell about this.
Mm-hmm,
and maybe. I think what he's just going to do is he's just going to text the group chat. It'll be like the full group chat with like Stanley and Miguel and Oliver and Sammy and Henry. And it'll just say, I've got a ... development ... on those visions. I'll see you all at the fort if you're available.
You guys, like, didn't you guys, like, just get home after staying up all night long?
Yes,
yeah,
we did. Yes.
Pretty much.
I know Henry's not receiving this. He's out.
Are you going to let them, like, Henry is not coming. Like, Henry is definitely asleep.
I mean, it'll be at the fort, so.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, somebody can suggest to him that we wait till tomorrow if it can wait.
I think you get a message back from Stanley that says, like, it is really early and or late. Can this wait until, like, noon?
Bjorn sighs to himself, like, not texting or anything. He just sighs to himself, and he just says, yeah, I guess it's not too pressing now that I think about it, but I've got some things to pass on. And
you
I think it'll be
up.
Better to show everybody.
Yeah, you get a thumbs up, and you also get an aw from Oliver.
Aw?
He was ready to go.
Oh, aw. Like a,
like,
okay. Yeah. So yeah, Bjorn will just, I don't know if I want to do the things I wanted to try out yet. So I'll wait. I'll do it at the fort, okay. Top side, I think.
So you guys want to meet up later sometime in the afternoon at the fort?
Yeah.
Yeah, after we've had a chance to sleep.
After we sleep okay. A little bit.
Yeah. You guys, that was a long not sleep last dark, so. All right, yeah, so the next day you guys meet up at the fort. Bjorn, do you take this new axe with you?
Of course he does.
Okay.
So Bjorn is actually going to try to, like, go topside first instead of using the secret entrance. Is there anybody up in, like, the courtyard area?
Honestly, probably not.
Bjorn just wants to do a couple practice throws. He didn't want to do it in his apartment and trash the place. So he wants to try and, like, throw this thing at something and see what happens.
Okay, what are you throwing it at?
I'm going to throw it at, like, a pile of rubble or a wall or something, you know.
Okay, yeah, you throw it at a pile of rubble. It sticks in okay. The pile of rubble.
Okay, and...
You throw it at these rocks, and it does nothing to chip the dragon scale.
Right, yeah, because I was going to say, like, I'll like, call it back to my hand right away.
You call it back, and it zooms back over to you.
Like, wrenches itself out of the stone. And,
yeah.
Yeah. So he would have, you know, checked the edge and see that it didn't nick it or anything. He's going to throw it again, but this time he wants to see, like, how far away from it he can get, if it even does anything.
Okay. However far you throw it, you can still recall it.
I think I was more thinking, like, is there a range where it would just come back to me on its own? Or if I throw it and leave it, it just...
If you throw it and leave it, it will stay there. But if you throw it and call it back, it'll come back.
I think he wants to try something else now. He's going to try and, like, embed it in a wall and then step to have something in between him and it and recall it to his hand.
Okay. What are you putting in between you and the wall?
I'm going to do, like, I don't want to cause too much damage. Is there any trees or, like, bushes on this island?
Palm tree?
No, not really. There's some, like, really small scrubby bushes, but you're not going to move them. They're not really in the courtyard, though.
I think what he would do is, like, throw it into the exterior of the courtyard and then, like, put one of these small scrubby bushes in between him and it and just see what happens. Well, actually, that's not really what I was going for. I was trying to see if it would go through walls, but I don't want to destroy walls either.
Is there, like, a practice dummy or something up here that you could put in between?
Yeah.
I think he would do that then. If there is, if that's okay that there's, like, a practice dummy or something, he would try to have it go through a practice dummy and see if it goes around it or through it.
It goes through it.
Okay.
So I'm just chops it in half.
I just trashed it. Trashed it. Okay. He's just kind of nodding. He's like, okay, I'll keep that in mind if I ever call this thing back from a distance.
Don't get between Bjorn and his dragon axe.
And don't call this thing when I'm, like, really far away because I can't guarantee it's not going to dismember somebody. Make sure it's within eyesight.
Bjorn, as you are doing this, you kind of turn around to, like, probably head down into the actual fort. And you see, like, Gideon standing there with his jaw dropped open. He looks like that little kid from The Incredibles.
That was totally wicked.
Yeah, basically.
Bjorn's going to take the axe after it, like, recalls his hand and just, like, do the whole, like, end over end flip so the handle, like, rotates once and lands back in his hand.
Cool.
And just kind of put it on his shoulder and walk towards Gideon. And he's just going to be like, hey, Gideon, how's it going?
That's so cool. And what Bjorn, is that?
Bjorn smiles and he just says, yeah, I think it is really cool.
Where'd you get it?
I don't know what to call it yet, and I don't know where it came from exactly. Somebody gave it to me. I'm about to go tell everybody about that. You want to hold
it?
He's going to hold it out to him.
And are you going to let him take it?
I'm going to, like, Anthony was clearly holding this thing with no problem, so Bjorn's going to let.
Yeah, he takes it and it's heavy in his little kid hands. It's a heavy axe.
Yeah.
And it kind of sags a little bit and he, like, looks at it and he's just like, wow, that's really cool. And I think he, like, picks it up and he looks at you like he wants to throw it.
Bjorn says, hold on a second, you can, but here's what you got to do. And he does kind of like a form thing because I actually did this at, like, Cub Scout camp when I was a camp counselor. You had to, like, show people how to do hatchet throwing because there's a right and a wrong way to do it. So he's gonna kind of show him some form stuff.
I really like the idea that Bjorn was also a camp counselor.
Oh yeah, sure, that could be a thing. I was just saying Bjorn
Andrew
knows
a
this,
Boy
but yeah.
Scout is very accurate.
I think that's very accurate. So I am totally fine with like Bjorn living in Minnesota when he was growing up as a kid, like being a Boy Scout and having worked at summer camp. That's
yeah,
perfect.
Totally.
Yeah. So Bjorn has that same kind of memory, and he kind of shows some form stuff before he allows, but he will let him try to throw it.
Yeah, he tries, and it's really heavy, so it goes a lot farther than a normal small child, because Gideon is kind of not a normal small child.
Yeah.
But it doesn't go, and it kind of flops over, you know?
Yeah, it's not
pretty.
And
then Gideon kind of holds his hand out like, like trying to summon it back to him and it doesn't come.
Yeah, Bjorn just kind of like pats him on the shoulder and he just says, unfortunately, I think this one's linked to me in some way.
Can I have one?
I don't have another one to give, unfortunately.
But I want one.
Maybe Sammy or Miguel could figure something out. I don't know. Is it possible for them to make magical artifacts? Maybe.
I don't know.
You could always ask.
Okay.
It's not my forte, though.
I'm gonna go ask Miguel.
And he runs downstairs.
And Bjorn just kind of puts his hand out and summons his axe.
Yeah, summons and it comes back to you.
Could I say this commotion has brought Henry up to the roof as well?
No, Henry's probably
down.
Like
yeah.
just getting up now.
Yeah, I think
okay,
we're coming
fine.
Down.
He's going to learn about it. Don't worry.
I'm sure that Gideon runs down. So Bjorn's just going to kind of like walk in after him.
Yeah, you run down. I think you run into Henry as he's coming out of his room. Gideon runs up to Henry and says, "Henry, Henry, Henry, you have to see Bjorn's thing. You have to catch it. Look at his new axe thing. It comes back to him, and it's really glows, and it's cool.
Whoa! Slow down.
Bjorn has a new toy. I want one.
What? Oh my god! And he's just like tiredly following along because he's like, my cousin's not going to stop talking until I go and look at this thing. So he's just like, all right.
And Bjorn walks up to you, and you can see Bjorn is holding an enormous axe.
Yeah, actually, I forgot to ask, how big is this thing?
It's big boy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's like...
it's an axe.
It's like wood-splitting axe size, maybe a bit bigger or smaller.
It's probably like wood-splitting axe size, but the blade is a lot bigger.
Okay.
Just for flavor here, like, you know that Henry is a full pot of coffee person when available,
yes.
And it is a... But no, it is like... It's like, it happens very rather quickly with caffeine, right? He drinks, you know, half the pot. It's like, okay, I'm awake now. He's like half asleep and sees clearly enough that he is holding a very impressive looking weapon. And he is like wide awake faster than anyone has ever seen him. He is like, this is, and he's looking at this and he's just, that is seriously epic. And he's looking at Bjorn, and you can tell there's sort of a war on his face because, you know, just like Gideon, he's kind of a weapons nerd. He likes them, and he wants to ask, but he doesn't want to.
He is, in fact, a teenage boy.
Yes, but he's like, I can't just ask it like I'm a kid. And he's just like, he's like tentatively reaching out towards it, and then looks up really quick glances at Bjorn and be like, can I even touch it?
How do I pretend I don't actually care about
yeah.
this?
So does he actually say anything, or is he just kind of like looking like he wants to say something?
No, I mean, his expression says he wants to say something, but his own pride as a teenager says he can't.
I think Bjorn kind of like smirks and is just kind of slowly moving his head up and down, and he kind of like holds the axe in his hand, lets it like swivel down so that like the head is now downwards, and holds it out to him. He says, you want to hold it?
I don't think he even responds. He just shoots a hand out and grabs hold of it.
So when Bjorn touches or gets a magic weapon, everyone's happy about it. But when Sammy touches a magic weapon, it's a problem.
Well, I mean,
there's a reason that yours is a problem.
Her magic weapon was one that she should not have touched, you know?
No, I see the bias here. It's fine.
Yours is evil. Mine's cool.
Yeah, I think, of course, Henry's not going to start swinging this thing, but he just starts to, you know, like, lift it slowly up and down, and I think he'll...
heavy.
Yeah, like, even for him, who is a full-on dragon knight, this is heavy, because he's not, you know, Bjorn size with Bjorn size muscles. But I think just as a test... He shifts one of his hands to full dragon shape and just brings a claw down the edge of that.
You're trying to scratch my axe?
No. I mean, no, he's not doing it to scratch. He's like testing the like,
oh, okay.
how
he's
sharp
he's testing
is
the
that?
Sharpness. Okay, that makes sense. Okay, yeah. But he's using a dragon claw so that he's not like hurting himself.
It cuts your claw.
Ooh.
Okay,
wow.
He was not expecting that at all. He's like, "Oh, it's not going to I'm just testing this." And then very small cut. He's like, "Whoa." And he just like he'll very carefully hand it back because that's...
Well, I think Bjorn was actually like walking down the hallway away a little bit. And he kind of turns around and says, "You want to see something cool?"
And
Gideon is standing beside you, like bouncing up and down, like nodding at you.
Do the thing.
Okay. And then Henry's looking at Gideon like, do what thing? And he's holding it by the handle.
Yeah. And Bjorn just says, hold it out like away from you.
So Bjorn, you are sort of standing there in the middle of the hallway. I think you're probably like standing in between like the hallway that connects to where the boat ramp is. So Sammy starts walking out, and as you are walking, Sammy, you see an axe go flying across your field of vision.
Ooh.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Bjorn is holding a big axe.
A problem?
I don't think so. Well, I mean, we'll get to that, but this
is in one manner, yes. In another manner, no.
Yeah, this isn't a problem.
Does Henry have a reaction to what just happened?
Yeah. It goes flying back, and Henry's mouth is pretty much a copy of Gideon from earlier. His mouth is hanging open, and he's just like, "Okay, someone has some explaining to do, I think."
And Bjorn just nods and puts the axe back over his shoulder, and he just says, "Yep, there's something going on."
Is Oliver with me, or is he busy?
Oh yeah, Oliver's with you.
Okay.
Bjorn's heading towards the kitchen.
Yeah, you guys all meet up at the kitchen.
We all go to the kitchen for sandwiches.
Stanley and Miguel come.
Bjorn sits down in a chair and puts the axe out in front of him, like handle on the ground, and he's like resting both of his hands on the on the axe head. I like this. Bjorn likes this. I'm going to play it up as much as I can. I love this.
I think Stanley and Miguel come in kind of chatting to each other as they enter the room. And then they see this and you can see Miguel's eyes get really wide and he gets like a big smile on his face and wheels over it so that he can look at it.
Yeah. Bjorn lets him hold it.
Oh, yeah. He's just enraptured with this thing because, you know, he's a bit of a weapons nerd as well. And Stanley just like looks over and goes, "What is that? What's going on?" And you explain it.
Bjorn will go on to explain his interaction with Anthony the last night. He will get into the details of, you know, Anthony couldn't tell me anything. Like specific, he had to be vague. It was clear he had to be vague. But yeah, so Bjorn's just going to...
Okay, that's how I take compliments.
He's basically going to focus on, apparently the world's going to break and I'm either going to break it or I'm going to stop it from breaking. He focuses on that first. So what's everyone's reaction to that, I guess, is what I'll start with.
I think upon hearing this, Henry's kind of looking at him kind of a little quizzically, and he says, "So, it's like a Harry Potter kind of deal, chosen kind of thing. Is that it?"
"I guess, yeah. I mean, that was a prophecy too, right?" That's what Anthony said. He said this was a prophecy from some kind of oracle that this was going. Okay.
Yeah, that's
Sammy
that...
is scratching her neck.
Sammy has a ding 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 going off in her head.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sammy is just scratching her neck like where her tattoo used to be.
Yeah, and Bjorn's just kind of looking over at her, and he's kind of thinking about something, and he just says, "Did you know about this?" He couldn't say anything. I assume it would be the same case for you in that regard.
Sammy is rubbing her neck and then hesitates for a moment and then slowly nods.
"Like, did you always know it was me, or..."
She nods again.
I think they're both looking at her very strangely now, yeah. Because, yeah.
And Bjorn's just like,
she's a little bit nervous because she doesn't know if she's about to say too much, but she says, like, I didn't know what it was. I just knew that it was."
You sound like Anthony.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Yeah.
You know, I was about to say that you and your uncle are two peas in a pod, but I'm going to be honest. I have a reason to doubt that he's your uncle, or I don't know. There's something weird going on. When he was explaining things to me, he used the term your world, not our world, when he was talking about the whole other reality thing.
Huh.
But then he said that it was just a slip of the tongue and he didn't mean it, but I have my reason to doubt that.
Well, I mean, this makes some of our ideas from everything that's happened recently make a little bit more sense.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he's flat out told us that there's other realities out there and one's trying to break into ours somehow. So, yeah, something just is off about all that. But you're right, it does kind of confirm at least the potential for what we were talking about earlier. Who knows how accurate we are, but...
And he did tell them about the whole vision thing he had, right?
Yeah, so like, I know I cut a lot of it out because we just heard it, but he would have told them basically all the details. Like, so Bjorn just says, just while we're on the topic of this whole thing, you know, other realities and whatnot, I mean, the vision I just had was seemingly of somebody asking an oracle for a vision of what was about to happen. So if Anthony's claiming that it's not his, is this like the alternate realities oracle giving somebody else a vision about what's going to happen here?
I mean, if it's an alternate reality, that depends on how alternate it is, because if there is like, depending on how far removed, I mean, could have a, not just a possible evil Sammy monster, like, could be an evil everybody, which is a terrible thought, now that I think of it.
Yeah. Or, and everyone else who's in such a dire situation, they'll do things that we might not normally do.
Did Sammy know the prophecies came from an oracle, or is this news to her too?
She knew that.
She knew that? Okay. Mm-hmm.
She doesn't know what it is.
Yeah.
It's not something she's ever seen. It doesn't refer to it as like a person or anything. It's always
I know,
oracle.
That's what I was just thinking. I'm not sure that the oracle is a person.
Does
like,
she
I
say
think
that?
Sammy would think that. Yeah, so I think you see her kind of... I don't know if she knows how to say that without hurting herself, though. So you see her kind of rubbing at her neck again. And then maybe kind of like... makes a motion with her hand that says, like, I don't know. But she can't say anything, I don't think.
Yeah. So
but they could comment on her...
well, what was that? I'm trying to remember exactly what I said, because...
Like, that this was the alternate realities oracle.
Oh, okay, yeah. She's just like, maybe, yeah. And Bjorn just says, I'm going to be honest, this whole tattoo secret order society thing is getting kind of frustrating at this point. I told Anthony as much that I think it's kind of silly to not just explain what's going on, but I don't know. I've also seen enough movies. I know time and alternate reality stuff can be complicated, so...
Like, I don't know what happens to me if I say too much.
Yes, I know what happens, so I understand why. I'm not angry at you. I'm angry more at the situation.
I think she starts looking around to see if there's, like, a notepad and, like, a pen to see if she can write it down and see if that triggers the tattoo or not.
You would know that would not work.
It's not a loophole.
I've never tried it before, though.
Okay. What do you want to write down?
I don't know that the oracle's a person is what she wants to write down.
You write it down? You don't have any problem.
Oh.
She holds it up. And then she's like, oh. Like, she, like, looks excited, like,
Are you sure that you couldn't have just said that, though? Or is that actually, like, proof that you can just write stuff down?
She tries to say it out loud. I don't know that the oracle's a person.
Nothing happens.
Bjorn just shrugs, but he says, I'm gonna be honest, I mean, that makes sense, that whatever it was, its mouth didn't look right. It was unnaturally large. It stretched.
I mean, the oracle... could be some kind of object or not even a humanoid thing.
Well, that's true. I mean, whatever I saw isn't necessarily the Oracle or an alternate version of the Oracle. You know, like I don't know what these visions are. I don't know if I'm seeing our world. I don't know if I'm seeing the other one. You know, it's all very uncertain. But, well, I mean, the fact of the matter is now we have an idea of something that's going to happen. So I guess we just need to figure it out.
Well, we can't really sit around figuring things. So we got to just keep a watch, I guess.
Yeah, I don't really have any ideas. Anthony said there was going to be events that have to happen, so that's it, really.
So what do you guys want to do next?
Well, I think Bjorn was going to go on and just say, as far as what this means, I mean, I think we clearly know that something is going on with the monsters now. I mean, whoever that person was that wouldn't let us follow them, Sammy, wouldn't let you follow them, I should say, kind of see where they were at. You know, that person, we have reason to believe that they caused that blood monster to be here and start doing things, you know? I mean, that was kind of the implication of that last vision, was that she put it there. We can't guarantee that's what happened, but if that's the case, we need to figure out what this person or what these people are doing.
You hear Oliver clear his throat.
And Bjorn just kind of turns and looks at him.
I had a thought about that.
Go on.
It seems targeted, right? Like this is used as a biological weapon usually, right? That's what we learned.
Yeah.
Why the morgue?
That is a good question. Yeah, why would they go after the morgue specifically? I'm sure there's plenty of other places to get that thing some blood.
And why the dead body?
Yeah. I mean, how do we know that it wasn't just this person trying to set a monster loose to cause chaos for some other reason? And because it needed dead blood, a morgue was just a good place to go. I'm not saying you're wrong.
Was it
there could
a
be a
distraction?
Reason. Yeah, I'm just saying there's plenty of options out there we have to think about, you know? Was the morgue an actual target of some kind, or was it just a convenient way to get this thing fed and growing?
But then why? Surely they would have known about the thing about it having dead bodies, right? Like, why in dead bodies? That's my question.
I honestly don't have an answer for that right now. It's a good question, though. Bjorn's just kind of looking around the room to see if anybody else has any ideas.
Henry's trying to puzzle it out, but could I roll to see if he comes up with anything?
Yeah, Henry, roll sharp.
Okay.
Go ahead and do your beginning of mystery move and then roll sharp.
So that's a 12 for the preparedness.
Yeah, yeah. Nice.
Cool. Useful.
7 for situation.
I'm sorry, that move's not preparedness. It's the...
Yeah, it's his...
Woman or man with the plan,
man,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Which means you can, like, be where you need to be.
Yeah.
Like, you've got, like, a certain... Is it a certain number of hold, or
he gets
what is
two
it?
Yeah, it's holds.
Okay,
it's
cool.
Holds.
Awesome.
Let's treat this as an investigator mystery. So ask me an investigator mystery question.
Okay.
What is being concealed here, I guess, usually works.
Yeah, that would be the best one in this case, because a lot is being concealed, and I need to know things.
So, Henry, as you're kind of thinking about this, the whole... It's normally used as a biological weapon, right? Like, that's normally what this thing has been historically used for, this blood monster. Normally, it's put in, you know, it was used in, like, a camp. You plug it in one guy, and it spreads throughout the camp. But this one wasn't put in a camp, it was put in the morgue. So you would assume that whatever it was targeting was in the morgue.
True.
Wait a second.
Was it targeting Judson?
That's what I was just
now?
About to say. He's not dead anymore.
He is
but
technically
did they
alive
not know,
now.
Did they not know that Maybe. He wasn't dead anymore?
That is a theory.
Hold on a second. I have something I want to say in character. Would
Why
Henry
are
have
they
said
trying
something?
To hurt our Judson?
Would Henry have said something first, though?
Yes.
Like,
I assume he would. Go ahead and talk, Henry.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. He's puzzling this out, and he's like, you're right. That's the question. Why the morgue? We know it went for dead, not living, but why the pauses? What if whoever it was didn't know that Mr. Medical Examiner was, by all rights, living and breathing and all that stuff?
Yeah, I mean, that actually makes a lot of sense. If our theory is correct, that this other... Like, let's say it is somebody from another reality, that they've come here on their own and they're trying to cause discord and chaos somehow. Maybe in their reality, Judson is still undead. So they thought that it was going to infect him when he was doing his job or something like that.
But why Judson? Were they trying to get rid of our Judson to replace him with their Judson?
Maybe, or maybe they were just trying to, you know, have a way to surprise us without us expecting it. The next time we go try to talk to Judson, he's different or something. I don't know. I mean, I don't have that answer, but I guess maybe that makes sense that they were targeting him, but I don't know why. So, I mean, yeah, that makes sense, Henry, but I just don't know. I don't know if we know enough to figure out why they would have gone after him. I mean, I think like everything else, we know something's going on and that we have to figure out more. We need to meet and kind of...
Well, I don't think anyone knows exactly...
these people. Yeah, we need to find these people and...
I don't think anyone knows exactly why. It was just an idea, okay?
Well, I know. All I'm getting at is that everything is leading to find these people and figure out what's going on. That's
really
obvious.
I couldn't tell.
Yeah.
Don't be his
teenagers. Okay.
Teenagers. Pfft. But Bjorn just kind of leaves that. There's not really much more he's got on that.
Speaking of, you know, alternate reality us, do you think maybe your visions are more you connecting with the other Bjorn? Do you think maybe you're just seeing what other Bjorn is seeing?
Huh. You know, it's not a bad idea. He's trying to think back to some of his visions. I mean...
Because you're seeing them, like, from your height, right? Like, you're seeing them from...
Well, that's what I was going to say, is I don't... Personally, I haven't felt like I was there, but maybe I was, you know? Like, I always just kind of had the impression I was just, like, a, for lack of a better way to say it, like a floating camera in the sky just looking at a scene, but maybe I was a person who was there seeing through their eyes. I did have in that one vision that person turned around and told me to stop watching.
Stop
them.
Watching you, right.
Yeah.
Maybe you were other Bjorn and other me was talking to other you.
Yeah. I mean, if we're right and that is other Sammy, then yeah. That could definitely be what's going on here. I'll have to pay even better attention the next time I have one, I guess. Maybe try to look at my hand or something.
He looks at the two of you kind of obviously weirded out. It's like, there's something deeply wrong about that entire scenario. There should be only one of me.
I don't like it either. I don't like the idea of, you know, evil doppelganger Bjorn being out there that I've got to deal with someday. But if we're right and that's something that's coming, I mean, I guess we'll have to take it as it comes, this whole situation. Speaking of, by the way, I mean, I already relayed everything to you guys, but clearly something's about to happen. I mean, I saw myself getting strangled by something with red eyes and hinged fingers, so I guess we'll have to keep an eye out for whatever that is. I have no clue, though.
Henry's like, now, when you say hinged, do you mean that they... No.
Okay, no, we're not doing this.
No.
We're not going to bring this back.
Fine.
You have to listen to the Behind the Veil for that one, heathens.
Mm.
I hope we're not offending people by calling them heathens all the time.
I think we need a t-shirt that says heathen and proud for people who don't listen to Behind the Veil.
Yeah. I use it as a term of endearment.
Yes,
but,
yes.
You know.
And irritation.
And irritation. But anyways, though, back to it. Bjorn just kind of says, yeah, we have to keep an eye out for whatever that is.
With that, I think we're going to find out whatever that is next time.
No.
All right.